This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Interstate 70 is expected to be closed all weekend through Glenwood Canyon as crews work to clear debris from a mudslide that covered the highway last night. At least 29 people fleeing the flash flood were trapped in a highway tunnel there overnight. CDOT is still working to clear abandoned vehicles from the highway. Rain is in the forecast all weekend. Former Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell praised late Governor Dick Lamb, who died yesterday at age 85. He described Lamb as a man ahead of his time on issues that are in the forefront today, including support for the environmental movement.
I think anybody that knew Dick is going to miss him now because he was a visionary and a gentleman and a towering figure in Colorado politics.
Nighthorse Campbell remembered getting an encouraging call from Lamb when he announced his candidacy for the state legislature. The two remained friends even when they were competing, like when Nighthorse Campbell beat Lamb for the U.S. Senate in 1992. Since leaving political office, Lamb had spoken out for health care reform and against immigration. Governor Polis has provided some renters with eviction protection just before a federal moratorium runs out tomorrow. Polis signed an executive order today preventing landlords from evicting anyone who has a pending application for rental assistance but has not yet received the money. The statewide order will delay evictions for 30 days starting Sunday. This is CPR News and KRCC at 3:06.